I'm author Kat Clayton, and my curiosity quills the crime. In the spring of 2020, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, I thought about different ways I could show gratitude to my readers. Should I write a new book in my series? Two books? Should I give away a novella or post a weekly serial story on my website? Well, I ended up writing the fourth book in my series, but I still needed a gift for my readers. I needed the idea to be different and innovative. I wanted it to be free, fun, and a way for listeners to pass the hours curled up in a comfy spot, sipping a warm beverage during such an unparalleled and difficult time. This podcast is the result of my efforts. After taking an online course for podcasting and doing a lot of research, the advice that I found was that fiction authors should not read their own work. I also found that making a podcast was really hard work. But guess what? I'm not afraid of hard work. And when I am told that I shouldn't do something based on somebody else's thoughts and opinions, I say, oh yes, I can. There is no try, only do. I'm not promising you an audio drama. I didn't hire a cast of characters or an editing production crew, but I will promise listeners this. These are my stories. I know my characters, and I created their world. Without further ado, here is my gift, dear readers. Okay, Kat Clayton here, and I am visiting one of my, she claims to be one of my biggest fans in our hometown. Her name is Jessica, and we are sitting in her baby's nursery right now, so you're getting the real deal here, and so you may have, you may hear a little baby noise or the rattle that I'm holding, and I'm actually holding her little cute little one. Okay, here we go. I've got three questions for Jessica. Here's the first question. In your own words, why do you enjoy reading my books?
I enjoy reading your books for many reasons. The main one is it's a fun escape from the real world for a little bit. I'm not a huge reader, but your books, literally, I cannot put them down. I usually will binge read them and stay up until however late it takes me to finish it. Usually it's probably 2 a.m. or later. It's a quick read, and it's a book that's fun and literally is a page turner. You just cannot, I can't put it down until I finish it. I have to know the ending.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So Jessica's read all three of my books so far, book four comes out in January. So she's probably
anxiously waiting.
Anxiously waiting. Okay. But she does text me every time she reads the book, and she's like, okay, when's the next one coming out? Okay, here's another question I have for you. Who is your favorite character and why? And I already know the answer, but I want you to tell my listeners what and who.
So my favorite character is Officer Jackson. he is a cutie patootie from what I can picture in the books. Yeah.
So you picture him when you, because I describe him a little bit, but you describe, I mean, like, you picture what?
Oh, I picture, like, this manly man who's got his sleeve tattoo and his buzz cut because he's out of the Marine Corps. Just this macho military man.
Yeah, like a hunk, right? Yeah. So he's like a book hunk.
A hunk.
Yeah, that's kind of how I wrote him. So I'm glad you picked up on that. Okay, then the last question really quick is, what is your favorite book in the Steely and Cuff series so far?
My favorite is How to Fetch a Felon so far. It's the third one, and it's kind of based on the Christmas time. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's just fun small town Christmas stuff going on.
Yeah, that was actually my favorite to write. The 12 Days of Christmas and then the murder mystery. Mm-hmm. I kind of intertwined kind of like two mystery kind of thing. So it was fun to write. Definitely fun to create. So Well, I certainly appreciate you answering these questions.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And my little baby.
I know. Did you make an appearance? You didn't scream.
We are fighting a nap.
We are fighting a nap. We were in a swing and he had some music going on, but can you say, No? Okay. All right. Signing off. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
I'm hoping to launch the Cat Clayton Mysteries podcast closer to the end of December of 2020, bringing you new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Until then, I'm wishing you a very warm and wonderful holiday season. Be well, my friends.